Mallory Stewart's two-day visit to Nigeria was part of the United States' commitment to deepen security cooperation in Africa. Stewart met in Abuja with Nigerian officials and officials from the regional bloc ECOWAS to advance conversations on the responsible use of artificial intelligence in military applications. She spoke to journalists on Wednesday.
The U.S. government has been working with right now 55 other countries, hopefully more, including some African nations, to agree upon the responsible uses of AI in the military context, right? So sort of using AI in a manner consistent with international law, recognizing inherent human bias.
Stewart went on to note the drawbacks of AI.
We've learned the hard way, inherent human bias built into the AI system, right? AI systems upon AI systems leading to maybe misinformation being provided to the decision maker. And so the effort through our political declaration process is to hear from as many countries as possible that are at the stage of working in artificial intelligence to their military, right? To see how we can minimize the risks.
In the last decade, sub-Saharan Africa, including Nigeria, has seen an increase in violence perpetrated by numerous armed groups. It is not clear if these groups are already using AI against governments like Nigeria's. Last year, the Global Terrorism Index report named the region a global epicenter of terrorism, accounting for nearly 60% of terror-related deaths. Nigerian authorities have been pushing for the integration of artificial intelligence in military operations, while acknowledging that adopting AI will require Africa-specific policies that address concerns. Security analyst Kabiru Adamu of Beacon Consulting says the use of AI in military operations has advantages.
Given the position of the U.S. in terms of its military capacity and might, and its technological advancement, it will definitely be in a position to support Nigeria's desires, especially if it's able to contextualize some of the peculiarities within the Nigerian security space. We can't isolate ourselves from the International Committee of Nations. AI is embedded in security, so we have to do it. But in taking those steps, we need to be cognizant of the supporting infrastructure for good technology. Power is one of them. Culture.
The founder of Global Sentinel online magazine, Senator Irebu, says while AI has benefits, the technology still needs to be treated with caution.
It limits casualties in terms of the number of soldiers that will be deployed. So you conserve your boots. It helps also to penetrate maybe rough terrain, gather more intelligence. It's good that there is growing awareness of the issue of artificial intelligence, but Nigeria needs to first of all try to define its own policy and strategy with regard to artificial intelligence. More sensitization need to be done, and more policy aspect of it also need to be developed.
In June, African ministers unanimously endorsed landmark continental AI strategy to advance Africa's digital future and development aspiration. And last week, the African Union approved the adoption of AI in public and private sectors in member states, including Nigeria. Stewart says the United States will be working to ensure that concerns about the ethical use of AI are addressed and many more countries adopt the technology for its benefits. Timothy Obiezu, VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.